Second point, the weight of eternity. He that enters hell will not depart from it for all eternity. This thought made David tremble and say, "Let not the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me." As soon as the damned fall into that pit of torments, its mouth is closed, never to be opened. In hell there is a gate for admission, but none for egress. There will be a descent, says Eusebius, but there will be no ascent. In explaining the words of the psalmist, this author says, "And let not the pit shut her mouth," because when it shall have received them, it will be closed above and open downward. As long as the sinner remains on this earth, he may hope to reverse the sentence of his damnation. But as soon as death overtakes him in sin, all his hopes are at an end forever. When the wicked man is dead, there shall be no hope anymore. Perhaps the damned may flatter themselves with a false hope and thus find some relief in their despair. The man who is mortally wounded, confined to his bed, and given over by his physicians, may console himself with the hope of finding a physician or a remedy to heal his wound. The man who is condemned to the galleys for life may also find comfort in the expectation of being one day delivered from his chains. And may not the damned at least say, "Who knows but I shall one day escape from this prison," and thus delude himself with this false hope? No, in hell there is no hope, whether true or false. There is no perhaps. I will set before thy face. The unhappy damned will always see the sentence of their reprobation written before their eyes. In it they will read that they will weep forever in that pit of torments. And many shall awake, some unto life everlasting, and others unto reproach, to see it always. Hence the damned not only suffer the torments of each moment, but in each moment they endure the pain of eternity, saying, "What I now suffer, I must suffer forever." They bear, says Tertullian, the weight of eternity. Let us then pray to the Lord in the words of St. Augustine, quote, "Here burn, here cut, here spare not, that you may spare for eternity," unquote. The chastisements of this life pass away. Thy arrows pass, but the pains of the next life last forever, the voice of thy thunder in a wheel. Let us dread these punishments. Let us dread that thunder of eternal damnation which will issue from the mouth of the judge in passing sentence against the wicked. "Depart from me, ye accursed, into everlasting fire." The psalmist says, quote, "Thy voice of thy thunder in a wheel," unquote. A wheel is a figure of eternity which has no end. "I have drawn my sword out of its sheath, not to be turned back."